WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has just arrived at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, shaking his head no when asked if he had anything to say ahead of his meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Trump was told in May that his name appears multiple times in the files surrounding Epstein. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Attorney General now says nothing in the files warranted further investigation or prosecution. And we have filed a motion in court to unseal the underlying grand jury transcripts. But a federal judge in Florida declined to release grand jury information, which is supposed to remain secret, saying the court's hands are tied.
United Health Group admitting this morning that it is under both criminal and civil investigations by the Department of Justice regarding its Medicare business. Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific confirming merger talks that would create a railroad stretching from one coast to the other. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Technically, it's a little cooler today, but that doesn't mean much when the humidity is sticking around, still hot and uncomfortable. Highs today are only in the 80s, but it could still feel like it's 95 degrees out. And this heat isn't really going anywhere. It may feel a little better on Saturday, but then the 90s come roaring right back Sunday into Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday. And we're getting new insights into Madison and how our neighbors are living thanks to new sets of data. The city partnered with the Applied Population Lab at UW-Madison to basically do a deep dive into the city and its neighborhoods. You can see everything from housing supply to reading and writing scores to crime data and preterm births. The last set of numbers was from 2022, so we're able to see some changes over the last couple years. Since then, there are 5,000 more housing units across Madison, and single-family homes have increased in value by more than $30,000. It shows that calls to the police department for all kinds of crimes either stayed the same or dropped in many categories. But we can also see that from 2022 to 2024, EMS calls rose by 8%, while calls for firefighters increased 17%. It gives us some really interesting insights, like about half of the city's third through fifth graders are less than proficient in English language arts, and about half of all MMSD students are economically disadvantaged. It also shows us a lot of the preterm births in Madison are concentrated on the north side of the city. Meanwhile, officials in Fitchburg want to hear from residents about the future of housing there. WISC reports the city is expected to have 17,000 more people by 2050, so city staff have put out a survey asking residents what kind of housing they want to see and where. The deadline to fill out that survey is August 11th. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, responded with some hits and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good play, good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. Everything's very nice in here, so we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy. We'll drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Friday morning show, Rocker will join us at 7:35 with a preview of Atwood Fest.
And we will soon be offering free rides in the John and Gordy space car.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
And the president wasn't alone. An official familiar with the document said they contain hundreds of other names. Of course, names like Donald Trump, Donald John Trump, Donald J. Trump, Donnie Trump, Donald Trump Jr.'s father, Big Daddy, Big Daddy Bronzer, a.k.a. the Donald, and a mystery man known only as Micropenis DJT. Now, if you're worried, it could be anyone.
That is not just funny. It's what fighting fascism sounds like.
Yes.
Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart, South Park, Joy Behar, heroes of democracy. They cannot shut everybody down.
Right.
Because, you know, look at the polling. A huge majority of us feel the same way about Donald Trump. So, all right. Speaking of heroes of democracy.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Stephanie. You know that I think I'm the only doctor in these United States of America with his or her own theme song.
I think so.
Yes, theme song and a t-shirt, if you'll recall.
And a t-shirt, yeah. Very, very special. It is, actually.
Doc, can I just say, because I feel like in some ways this is all one story, distracting from the Epstein files, these ridiculous charges against Obama, Hillary, all of the red meat, right, for the MAGA base. I don't know if you saw this in all the, because obviously a lot of news cycles. Rand Paul urges the DOJ to charge Dr. Fauci to test the pardon. Rand Paul is calling on DOJ to charge former National Health Advisor Anthony Fauci with lying to Congress to test whether President Biden's pardon of Fauci will hold up in court. He said, I think Anthony Fauci is the most likely to be chargeable. There are other people. Hunter Biden could be charged as well, but someone has to be charged. How far down the rabbit hole are we? Fauci is red meat for that base that has been calling for
They've made him red meat. They have created these pseudo monsters that the MAGA base rallies around, and it's just ridiculous.
It's like the mob. The mob is like Frankenstein's door, and they're throwing out Obama, Hillary. Here, you can have Fauci.
Anything, but don't talk to me about the Epstein files.
Right.
Whatever it takes, that's what they want to try to avoid. And I don't think it's going to work this time. It's worked in the past, which is why they're trying it now. This diversion, this distraction from the stuff that's important. And by the way, even the Epstein file is a distraction in a way from some of the other problems and the other things that Trump and his gang of whatever are doing to the economy, to immigration policy, to international affairs, to public health. He's got an agenda of destruction for the United States that's overwhelming. Yeah. And look, if it's the Epstein file that's going to really expose him for the charlatan he is, let's have it.
You know, Doc, I think of you because not just as a renowned pediatrician, but, you know, someone that's helping kids in Ukraine, has helped kids around the world. There actually isn't anything much more serious and egregious than the systematic rape of children over many years. I mean, as someone I know cares so deeply about children and, you know, your entire life.
Yeah, I can't begin to tell you how difficult, you know, really for anybody that's thinking about this, but I spent many years developing programs that treat children who have been abused sexually, physically, emotionally, etc. Many years setting up programs in Florida and New York and so on. And here we have the worst of the worst, child exploitation sexually and trafficking are some of the most egregious things a human being can do. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I think all of this is absolutely legitimate to be exposed by people who can't stomach this happening, especially on the level of the President of the United States, really anybody. I would be embarrassed to tell you what I think should happen to these people that are doing this in a systematic way. And look, it's one of many, many problems we have to face right now. As the democracy is allowed to rot from the inside out, I'm just really concerned about where this is all going.
Doc, can I just, before we move on from the Fauci thing, because I know he's a personal friend as well, can you explain this to people that don't understand what even, so Rand Paul says Fauci testified before Congress that the National Institutes of Health never funded gain-of-function virus research in Wuhan, China. Can you break this down for the us normals?
It's a very confusing term, but this is what it is.
The conspiracy theory is Dr. Fauci created COVID on purpose, I guess.
So what happens, this is referring to a line of research that basically has to do with national security and national defense. So it says, why can't we take would our enemies take a virus, a common virus that may cause mild symptoms, and convert it to a bioterror agent? In other words, can we take one of the common cold viruses and say, we're going to manipulate this in the lab to see if we can improve or enhance its function so it would actually kill people in large numbers?
Yeah.
So gain-of-function research is done so we could figure out what are the countermeasures that could neutralize a virus that's been altered to kill people. And that's what it amounts to. And this kind of research is going on really all over the world, and I don't agree with it. It is a very dangerous thing to do. And the question that is being asked of Fauci is this what you were doing, and is that how COVID got developed in research labs in China? I believe Tony Fauci. I've known him a long time. If he says we have not done this, we were not funding that research over there, and we had nothing to do with it, that's fine. If he said we were doing it for a very specific reason, and the Chinese let it get out of hand, that's another issue. But but for right now, they're using it as a political cudgeon to kind of really go after Democrats and liberals.
That was way too much book learning for me. Let's move on. you posted, just read that health crackpot RFK Jr. is thinking about a run for POTUS in 28. You said, I see a furious contest for the nomination among Bobby, J.D., and a few others. Tommy Tuberville, Kristi Noem, oh, dear God, determined to drive truth, intelligence, and well-meaning American democracy experiment right off a cliff. Good grief. Oh, you ended with a Charlie Brown. Good grief.
Yeah.
I don't usually use it, but I couldn't think of something else to call it. What would you... I'm open for suggestions, but the idea of him even considering running for president is so appalling. But then again, so was Trump.
Yeah.
Who the hell ever thought that Donald Trump would have a second term as president of the United States. And I guess that opens the door to just about any old Ted Bundy or whatever you got out there that wants to be president.
Did you see someone called Cheryl Hines the marvelous Mrs. Measles? Because this is the kind of headline that, you know, prominent RFK acolyte contracted measles. One of the most prominent anti-vaccine activists in the U.S. says he caught measles in West Texas. Because, of course, he did.
Right.
And traveled back home, but he seems to not have alerted local authorities of his illness, which means the highly transmissible virus may have spread onward. Brian Hooker, chief scientific officer of the Children's Health Defense, filmed an interview in West Texas in March with the parents of a six-year-old child who died from measles, the first measles death in the U.S. in a decade. Hooker and Polly Tommy, I don't know. An anti-vaccine filmmaker with the Children's Health Defense also interviewed other Mennonite families in West Texas, and they visited the medical office of Ben Edwards while patients and Edwards himself had symptomatic measles. They said, full disclosure, 18 days after visiting Seminole, Texas, sitting in a measles clinic, being exposed to Dr. Ben with the measles, I got the measles. So cool. Doc, as a pediatrician, I would imagine it is not cool when a kid gets measles, is it?
It's actually horrendous. And having seen years ago many cases of measles, it's that terrible disease. Kids get very sick with a really bad rash. And some of them actually get admitted to the hospital. And we've had, of course, many deaths with measles in children. And this is something that is unforgivable. Why? Because we have the means of preventing it.
Yeah.
And the means of preventing it have been created into a political agenda for people like Bobby Kennedy, who are really kind of nuts when it comes to this sort of thing.
And that's a medical term.
Sure. No. It is a medical term. It is a medical term. But, you know, listen, this is it's ridiculous that we're even having to have a conversation like this in 2025. Very, very distressing.
I know. I have to end on the fact that all these ICE agents wearing masks, weren't we told on a daily basis during COVID that that's anti-American, having to wear a mask and you can't breathe and, oh, my God, tyranny.
ICE agents. Mm-hmm. ICE agents.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry you mentioned it.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, love you, Dr. Doom.
Love you. Bye-bye, you Steph. Bye, everybody. See you, Chris.
You look particularly handsome this morning.
Yes, yes, you do.
All right, 16 is in his Make America Normal Again
cap.
That's
right.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Quince. It's a lifesaver. If you got to refresh your closet, but you don't want to spend a boatload, and who's got a boatload these days?
Nobody.
Thank you, tariffs. Thank you, inflation. Quince, I'm telling you, their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious. Their quality way beyond what you expect for the price. It is kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. 100% European linen tops, etc., starting at just $30. They got soft cotton sweaters, on and on. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. They work directly with top artisans and cut out the middleman. Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. Sorry, bye-bye, middleman.
Quince needs you anyway.
Yeah, see ya, sayonara. Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices, and I'm telling you, the prices cannot be beat. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/Stephanie.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough, but demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Stephanie Miller.
Play that funky music, wife.
Girl.
Lay down the boogie and play that funky music till you die.
Till you die. Till you die.
Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dana Goldberg coming up. Blah, blah, blah. Lint says if Ghislaine Maxwell does talk to the DOJ, no one should believe her because she was charged for perjury twice during her trial.
Yeah.
And obviously has everything to gain by telling whatever lies Donald Trump wants at this point. Did we mention that bitch is on the list? I think did I bury the lead again?
Yeah, you did.
All right. Thank you, Wall Street Journal.
My friends know Trump's been a creep all his life. What can I say? The need to give set secrets away. When they insist on seeing that list, he tells them this. When they want to know what the reason is, he always lies and he lies while he's eating his fries. Because that bitch is on the list.
SF says, what's so damn smart about what the Wall Street Journal just did with their Trump is in the Epstein files is multifold. One, the GOP was going to use the long break to try to cool the story down. Now they'll have to deal with it the whole time at a whole new level. Two, they were basically trying to find a way to get Maxwell to lie to absolve Trump for a pardon. That's basically out the window now. He's in the files. Just an absolute masterclass by the Wall Street Journal. Some unlikely bedfellows with us, right? South Park, you know, John Stewart.
Still not hugging him too close.
Yeah, right. Brian Tyler Cohen said, MAGA voters, Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal confirmed Trump's in the files. Bondi knew, Cash Patel knew, Tulsi knew, Bongino knew. They hid it from you. And Trump thought you were so stupid that all it would take is him yelling Obama to get you to look away. Not only do they think you're stupid, but the guy who promised to expose the truth about Epstein may actually himself be implicated. Yeah, no kidding. Blah, blah, blah. Hold on.
And Newsmax this morning is saying that that Ghislaine Maxwell is a victim and should be released from prison.
Oh, of course. Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. The perpetrator. One last one. Gerard said the DOJ told Trump in May there are statements regarding him in the files of his close personal friend Jeffrey Epstein. This suggests that he appears in the files in a greater capacity than has already been made public. I'm guessing if you need 1,000 FBI agents to comb through stuff, boatload, again, the term of the day. He's in there a boatload.
And pulled them off of other cases.
Yeah, like this stuff they're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Anyway, but he ends by saying this coincides with other recent reports that he has been personally named by victims in the depositions. As you said, Chris, yesterday, many other people, that's what what's in the files is what the victims say. Yeah. Who cares what Ghislaine Maxwell says now, who, as we said, has already committed perjury and is clearly trying to get, you know, a pardon or whatever, right? Yeah. Her sentence shortened. Yeah. However,
at least Lawrence O'Donnell had the victim's lawyer on, like, the lawyer who represented 200 victims.
Well, how do you think she got convicted and Jeffrey Epstein's in jail? Because and it's not just the victim so. There was obviously a ton of other evidence.
Sure.
Pete in Wisconsin. Hi, Pete.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
So I have I'd like to do a callback to something that I think Jamie Raskin said was that one of the reasons that the Republicans didn't want to release the list was that their guys, their donors, are also in that list.
Yeah.
And then if I could engage in some reckless speculation,
sure. What do you think radio is, by the way?
Right.
Yeah. 3 hours.
Helping a sister out. I think with all the mentions in the files, I think that not only is the president a client of Epstein, I think he was a partner.
That's what I read a tweet like that earlier, Pete. That's what is in there is got to be even worse than what we're imagining, and that's what it feels like.
Hey,
first of all, what was it? $1 billion? 4,000 wire transfers?
Exactly, money.
Yes.
It's the money that, and I think that's why they're trying to resist that stretch of it, too. But if it's that old adage, you follow the money, and if you follow that money, I think you're going to find reckless, and I'm engaging in reckless speculation, but it might bear fruit, and it might be that the POTUS is a partner.
Yeah, yeah. I at this point, I'm not sure I'd be shocked by just about anything. Kate in Milwaukee. Hey, Kate.
Good morning. I'm calling about two things. First of all, we need to stop slut-shaming Brandy, okay?
Yeah,
let the girl have her fun.
So she is a slut.
You know what, Mandy? And then Mandy got dragged into it this morning.
Slut-shaming and being a slut, two different things.
What did Mandy ever do to any of us? I mean, leave Mandy alone, too.
Yeah.
Let the girls be girls. Whatever. Secondly, just a reminder to anybody who has not seen it yet, y'all need to watch the movie Active Measures.
Yeah.
It's an amazing documentary. It came out during the first Trump presidency, and it just reminds you of all the little things that we have forgotten because of the mountain of not-so-little things that just keeps being shoved in our face. And also, Tulsi Gabbard just needs to go away. She's treasonous, she's an embarrassment to my uniform, and I just despise that woman.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. With her,
and she looks like
Cruella DeVille.
She looks like a supervillain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have her and Chrissy Nomer ever around puppies? I'm just saying, they gotta be terrified.
Yep.
By the way, this just aside, Newman says Trump believes a think tank is a literal building that people go to think in. Can we please put him in assisted living? That was just yesterday in Don's dementia.
I thought that when I was a kid.
We need a place for Don. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin will likely be getting millions of dollars to keep fighting the opioid crisis as part of a settlement with eight companies. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general are moving forward with the settlement, which could net governments across the country more than $700 million. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin would receive up to $12 million under the proposed settlements. The settlements have not been finalized, and the next step in the process is a sign-on period for local governments across the country. Under the proposed agreements, eight companies would pay. Several of the settlements would allow states to receive free pharmaceutical products or cash in lieu of this product. Seven of the companies would also be prohibited from promoting or marketing opioids, making or selling any opioid products that contain more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone per pill, and are required to implement monitoring and reporting systems for suspicious orders. Including this agreement in principle and the recently announced proposed resolution with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, Wisconsin and local governments have obtained settlements amounting to more than $874 million in funds from companies and individuals that allegedly helped fuel the opioid epidemic.
Meanwhile, add another lawsuit to the list. Wisconsin has joined another case against the Trump administration. This one is over new restrictions to health and education services. The administration issued new guidelines saying programs like Head Start would no longer be available to everyone, regardless of immigration status. Attorney General Josh Call says the new verification requirements could force all kinds of people to lose access to programs, including U.S. citizens and legal visa holders who don't have government ID. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy, will drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, we celebrate democracy and what can make it stronger, what reforms are needed. I got all-star guests for the entire show. This is going to be a special one, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I
After this news dropped, many were quick to point out that this gives new color to what Elon Musk tweeted back in June. Time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. Elon knew it. He knew it. I always said that he's a good guy who's right about everything. I mean, everything. It is a great idea to name a baby 420 Kleep Klorp 69. And this is obviously the most beautiful shape for a car.
Wow. Yeah. You see, we are in bed with the strangest of bedfellows, and I've had a couple of freaks in the bed, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
But we are now in bed with, Nick Fuentes.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't hear that. That's going to be my ringtone, Nick Fuentes. Okay, we are now in bed with also the QAnon shaman, everybody, who was pardoned by Trump. Jake Chansley, that guy.
Jacob Chansley, yeah.
Yeah, QAnon shaman. Uh-huh. Lashed out at Trump. He said, this stupid piece of, what a fraud. Wow, 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 wow.
Or did he scream it?
Why don't you find the Nick Fuentes again? Just because I can't hear it enough. Oh, he said, oh, yeah, and Israel and Donald Trump. What do you think Epstein and Israel have on Trump? He went on to suggest that the president had sex with a corpse. Wow. We haven't even gotten to that one yet. Hold on. It's time to play what if, he said. What if, in order for Trump to get back into the billionaires club, he had a corpse again? I guess he's accused him of that before. How many times did Trump file for bankruptcy? That's your president, not mine. I'm a president of the new Constitutional Republic of the USA or something. He has previously accused Trump of having a corpse to get his billions of dollars. Mm. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, he also lashed out at Elon Musk saying, Elon Musk, that baby-eating POS is as fake as Trump. That is the biggest bag of rats story we've had in quite some time. That's a lot of, and then he had some other thoughts that something.
Does that mean we're allowed to eat at Elon Musk's Tesla Cafe that just opened up
down
the street?
Let's not get out of control.
Okay.
Let's just listen.
Fight big.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading an article about that Tesla Cafe.
Yes.
They serve the burgers and fries in Cybertruck shaped boxes.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That place is right by my other job.
Ew. I know.
Ugliest POS.
I have to drive by it every day.
They tore down a good Shakey's build that thing.
It's so stupid, too. Jack and I had a long conversation about this on Tuesday night where I was trying
Jack is Bella's boyfriend, for those of you who've just tuned in.
Yes, right. It's this disgusting, like, retro futurism looking thing where they're trying to mimic, like,
The Tesla Cybertruck?
Yes. The diner.
The diner.
The actual building.
Okay, the car is the ugliest toaster on wheels I've ever seen.
The building is worse. The building is the Cybertruck was personified in a building.
And they built it next to an apartment complex, but they put up a movie screen within feet of the windows of that apartment complex. So it completely blocks their view.
It wouldn't be the first time any of us have woken up in bed next to someone that disgusts us, but, you know, we're just like, all right, we agree on what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm sorry. What, Nick Fuentes? Did you have some thoughts also on Trump? Yeah, hold on. This is noted on neo-Nazi.
Support now? Then fine. You don't get it. And let the Democrats impeach Trump. Let them impeach Trump. Let them f*** up this administration and torch his legacy. Mm-hmm. How many of his supporters went to jail on his behalf after January 6th? Did Trump do anything for them?
Yeah.
Did he raise money for them?
No.
Did he talk about them, defend them?
Preach.
No.
Yeah.
F*** you.
Yeah.
F*** you. Wow. You suck. You are fat. You are a joke. You are stupid.
He sounds pleasant. How'd you like to be in a conversation with
him? Don't you just want to offer shots, though? Just one night with the Nick Fuentes and the QAnon shaman? And maybe, you know, bite Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, just saying. Yeah, thank you. Right, she'd drink out of a trough.
Yeah, and why the long face?
The rest of us would have, like, shot glasses.
Yeah.
And then she'd just get a trough.
Yeah.
She needs it.
Yeah. Okay.
Give her an apple.
How many more shots do you want? Just, like, stomp your hoof. Tell us how many more shots you want. Okay. Wow. Yes, I was mentioning Trump actually thinks that a think tank is a literal building that people go to think in. You know what? Not sure where we're going here. Impeachment, maybe 25th Amendment. I feel like Wall Street Journal and J.D. Vance are in, you know, what's the word, Chris? Cahoots. I think maybe they're looking for a place for Don. Do you know what
I'm saying? Do you worry about Donald Trump being alone in the White House?
Oh, and I'm in the White House and I was lonely.
I know I do. I'm Martha Stewart, and there's a free service that you need to know about. It's called A Place for Don.
If you have a windmill anywhere near your house, they say the noise causes cancer.
They're the nation's largest bat crazy criminal chief executive referral service, and they can help you find the right federal facility fast.
I'm not sure that I've ever even heard of a Category 5.
A Place for Don offers free one-on-one advice for congresspeople who haven't quite made up their minds about a referral.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges.
And a personalized list of maximum security homes, one of which will be perfect for an ex-chief executive. Believe me, I know. I've been there.
We told Don, we found this place. It's affordable, it's great. You're gonna love it. Let's go look at it.
Caring for a delusional president with a limited grip on reality can be difficult.
God bless the United States.
But now there's a place for answers. A place for Don.
If you are struggling to get information about where to put your president during this difficult time, then call to get the free help you need. Call now. 1-800-FED-LOCK. That's 1-800-FED-LOCK.
You know I'm totally off script right now.
Okay, see, because we're liberal helpers.
We are.
Okay, here's CNN on this whole Epstein.
When I asked him about the wedding photo, he said, he sort of paused for a second and then said, you've got to be kidding me, before calling CNN fake news and then hanging up on me. Now, in a statement to CNN, White House Communications Director Stephen Chung said this. He said, these are nothing more than out of context frame grabs of innocuous videos and pictures of widely attended events to disgustingly infer something nefarious. The fact is that the president kicked him out of his club for being a, quote, creep.
Yes, the 11 billion pictures and videos you've seen of them together, laughing, and they're all out of context.
Sure.
And what would be the context, other than they were best friend pedophiles? By the way, can I just say something? Remember when Michael Wolff was on the show and he was talking about the main thing about Trump? Mm-hmm. I think Brian Karam has told us this too: is that he never shuts them up. Even in person, like they said, he just, and that video, you know, the famous one where he's talking to Epstein and they're pointing at girls and he's laughing and stuff. That was what I was struck by, is he just did not shut the up ever. Like, he was just, did you see there was a guy next to Epstein, and he's just like pointing and talking. Oh, God. How many times has someone said, shut the up, Donnie, to him, do you think? Oh, my God. He just, just was struck by that. This is the main thing I missed in the video the first time. Yeah, it's from, okay, never mind. Let's go to, hold please, Mel in Maryland. Hello, Mel.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Just a few thoughts I had about just total lack of integrity on this Trump cabinet. If you think of Marco Rubio, for example, he said, when he was senator, he was on a bipartisan committee that determined that there was, in fact, Russian interference in the 2016 election. Tulsi Gabbard yesterday lies and says President Obama made this all up. And Marco Rubio is dead silent. Nothing from him.
I know.
Marco Rubio, he was senator, by the way, he was senator of Florida, where he knows firsthand how horrendously dangerous that concentration camp is located in the middle of alligators. He says nothing, you know? And going back, relating all this stuff to Epstein very quickly, a lot of people don't know that Trump's commerce secretary was Epstein's neighbor in New York for many years.
And also,
the attorney general.
Yeah, Alex Acosta is the one that got him the sweetheart deal. Like, this story goes back forever. It's just that nobody thought that was a big deal.
Right.
The guy that ended up in Trump's cabinet is the one that got him the sweetheart deal. Mm-hmm. Ay, ay, ay. Washington Post, speaking of his pathetic cabinet, the Pentagon's independent watchdog has evidence that messages from Pete Hegseth's Signal account previewing the U.S. bombing campaign in Yemen derived from a classified email labeled secret/whatever that contradicts the Trump administration claims that no classified info was divulged. I mean, I'm hearing there's a full-on rebellion going on at the Pentagon, among other places, also the FBI, but the Pentagon, because of Hegseth's disastrous leadership. This one, David Heath says, so far, Tulsi Gabbard participated in a group text mishandling classified information, was dismissed by Trump for saying Iran was not developing a nuclear weapon, and then just lied about Obama committing treason. I mean, that's the problem. The DOJ, from the DOJ on down, Chris, there's nothing I would put past them that right. they wouldn't do if he ordered it, right. no matter how illegal or whatever. Yeah, David also said a reporter asked Tulsi Gabbard what she expects from a criminal referral against Obama since the statute of limitations is 5 years. She had no answer. Because there is no answer. Because there's no case. Right. It's a reality TV show, which, of course, stars Hey Girl, Caroline Levitt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Caroline Levitt. Here she is.
The only people who are suggesting that the Director of National Intelligence would release evidence to try to boost her standing with the president are the people in this room who constantly try to sow distrust and chaos amongst the president's cabinet. And it is not working. I am with the president of the United States every day. He has the utmost confidence in Director Gabbard. He always has. He continues to. And that is true of his entire cabinet, who is all working as one team to deliver on the promises this president made.
Okay, so that's obviously not true, right. because whenever you tell the truth is when you fall out of favor. So right. when she told the truth on Iran, right, she was on the outs.
Right. She got
so when she's
to.
Telling the lies about Obama, now she's back in. Yep. I mean, that's all you have yeah. to do is do his illegal bidding. And there's Mike Johnson to help, you know, Christian God warrior.
It is a heck of a thing. We knew it intuitively that that was happening throughout the whole first Trump administration. I was on the House Judiciary Committee. We had oversight responsibility over a lot of that, and we uncovered a lot of stones and a lot of corruption. But wow, to have the Director of National Intelligence come out with the records that she has is a blockbuster, and we've got to get down to the bottom of that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's a wow.
Blockbuster.
Sure. Yeah, blockbuster. Yeah, that's wow. That's the word I would say as well.
Wow, what a difference.
God, you know what? It takes you back to all this Trump-Russia stuff now. Jeff said, can we stop the bull? Trump MAGA forgot that George Papadopoulos said he was in touch with Russia to help Trump's 2016 campaign. Yep. Papadopoulos later pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents about his contacts with Kremlin-connected Russians. Trump pardoned him. He pardoned all the people that did the illegal stuff for him in the first place.
He did.
Remember? We wanted one for Christmas,
uh-huh.
and we got one.
I want a Papadopoulos for Christmas.
Oh, good times.
Only a Papadopoulos will do. No Manafort, no dinky Michael Flynn. I want that Papadopoulos to put Trump in the pen. I want a Papadopoulos for Christmas. I don't think Robert Mueller minds, do you? Show he wore a wire and his case will all take shape. I want a Papadopoulos for Christmas. Only a Papadopoulos will do. No computer file or press conferences. I only like George Papadopoulos. And Papadopoulos, he likes me too.
Wow. Thank you, Mary in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
All the old, you know, we might have to pay Pete on a bed bromance at some point.
Oh, okay.
Or golden showers or whatever. Maybe we're going to get a pee tape for Christmas. Oh, please. Along with the Epstein files.
The Wall Street Journal had better release the pee tape.
Yes. Josh and
releasing everything else.
Josh in Wisconsin. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. So ABC completely released Dark Steven. I'm waiting for this to hit. He cannot be fired, right? What are they going to do?
CBS.
So what he should do is have, I'm sorry, CBS, I'm sorry. He should have all the victims on in a long chain, you, Randy, Tom, John, anybody. But more importantly, where is Stephen Colbert from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Whose Senate seat is up in 2026?
Oh, Lindsey
Graham. I will gladly pay a staff of writers for him to have that seat and to be the new Al Franken. I love Al Franken.
Yeah.
And I would easily vote for another senator comedian. This is going to be a joke,
that's a great idea. That is a great idea. Oh, my God. Please, for God's sakes, South Carolina. For God's sakes, Maine. get rid of your two pathetic Republican senators once and for all. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
They are South Park. They are today's South Park in phone company form.
Yes.
Hero of democracy, standing up. I'm telling you, the only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that are all fighting for us. ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on. So, and you get to vote where your dollars go.
Right.
And you get everything you need from a phone company. Fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And it's easy peasy. You bring your current phone, bring your current number. You hop on over to CredoMobile.com, hero of democracy. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Look, the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant and a big fat white guy who's threatened by change.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yep, yep. John Cornyn, member of Intel, says, I agree with what the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence concluded, and that was that Russia was up to its old tricks, which is trying to influence the election. Thankfully, there's no evidence at all they were successful in changing any votes, but they were definitely attacking the election infrastructure in the country. Ron says, Cornyn breaks with Trump and is one of the few Republicans willing to do so over an issue virtually all of them know is bogus but won't say, because Crazy Town is the only place where Trump's party can reside comfortably. Yeah. Okay. Malcolm Nance just texted and said the Papadopoulos song is killing him.
That's right.
The man that literally wrote the book in 2016, Russian interference in the election to help Trump.
Malcolm likes a good parody song.
Listen, I'm in a festive mood. We know now that Trump is in the Epstein files, which we already knew.
But right.
It's been, so we may get the Epstein files, and I'm still praying for the P-tape because, let it all come out. Let it all rain down.
Russia, oh my God,
oh my God,
Moscow, hotel mamas, Trump and their bromance, Putin, ooh la la, grope me like a vodka mattress, pee pee caca, Trump and his bromance, it sure was ugly, his mind is diseased, they would do anything but it wasn't free, pee from above, pee from above. They did what he wants to, and you know that they peed too, right on the bed, his bed, bromance.
Ooh.
He's got no love, he just wanted revenge, Putin peed in a bed, bromance. Oh, 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 he just wanted revenge, Putin peed in a bed, bromance.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank you, Marion Ann Arbor.
That's right.
Playing the hits. Kevin in D.C. Hey, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. You know, with all the defection that you've been talking about, it reminds me of, any of you old enough to remember the movie Willard?
Yeah.
The weird little guy who controlled rats.
That's right.
And you've been talking about a lot of rats fighting each other. I hope Chump ends up like Willard did in the movie. But moving on. I'm really confused. Just like when they said that Antifa is the ones who invaded the Capitol, which would make Trump pardoning them bad, I would think they'd be against that if Antifa did it. Now I'm wondering, how did, if Obama and Clinton and others are responsible for Trump being in the Epstein files or whatever, then how did they mystically, magically morph into all those videos and pictures and stuff?
None of it makes any sense. Everybody's talking now about, you know, we played the clip of Tulsi Gabbard on Joe Rogan's, you know, confirming the Russian, obviously, interference. Marshall Hershkowitz said, here we go. Tulsi actually telling the truth back in 2018. Of course it was the truth. Is there any sentient American who doesn't think Russia tries to influence all our elections? Really? Yeah. But by all means, arrest Obama for saying the same thing Tulsi did. Thank you. She has to, why are you hitting yourself, Tulsi? Right. Why are you hitting yourself? Right. Yeah.
I mean, they don't even have to go into our voting machines. They can just, you know, influence on social media.
Which,
that's exactly what they do.
Senator Adam Schiff talked about all the time, by the way.
They're desperate, and there is obviously something Donald Trump is deeply worried about coming out in these Epstein files. There's no other possible or plausible explanation for this really erratic conduct.
More so even than usual. Chuck Schumer, real quick.
The ghost of the disgraced Jeffrey Epstein is haunting our Republican colleagues, so much so that Speaker Johnson decided to cut bait and send the House home to escape discussions about Epstein instead of doing their jobs like grown-ups and making progress on appropriations.
Chris, how do you know how they say we all have a happiness set point?
Uh-huh.
And when am I the happiest? when Trump is the maddest.
Yes.
So the Politico headline, Trump is furious about Epstein coverage.
Yep.
Just, I am exponentially happier on a complete scale of how mad he is. Trump is angry. His team is exasperated. The Republican-controlled House is in near rebellion. Questions surrounding Epstein overshadowing everything else. T and then a he. We'll talk about it with Dana Goldberg next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then the Overture Center's Tim Sowers joins me to give us a preview of upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida right now as he pursues the questioning of Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year sentence in Florida. After taking a significant dip 2 weeks ago, the number of weekly jobless claims fell again last week.
Employment analysts were anticipating a rise in first-time filings for jobless benefits. Instead, the figure slipped by 4,000 to 217,000 altogether. That's the lowest since April, the sixth consecutive weekly decline. Economists say companies are in a no-hire but also no-fire mode.
ABC's Jim Ryan. United Health Group saying today it is under a Department of Justice investigation. The healthcare giant covers more than 8 million people and is the nation's largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans. Tesla shares are shrinking after CEO Elon Musk said the company could face a few rough quarters as it transitions away from selling cars and more towards self-driving cars. This is ABC News.